everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. And this, I feel like it's the final time that we're just going to have to keep waffling and talking about colours and styles and designs, because Formula One is returning. Testing is only a few days away. It's about to get underway. I can't wait, Tommy. But today, we're going to go through our livery ratings, all the way from 0, if you fancy it, all the way to 10, and maybe even reflect somewhat on perhaps some trigger-happy opinions at the beginning of car launches, and then maybe how that it's kind of shifted your opinions towards the end as well.
Yeah, it's always interesting when we get to this point where you can get a bit of, in my opinion, a bit of bias when a new livery comes out and it's so surprising, and then equally as well, like when you look at them all together and there's a bit more context of how the grid looks, because I've certainly changed a few opinions on some things. How dare I?
No, Tommy, you
you're
can't
not
do that.
To. I know.
If you've said something on the internet, you cannot change.
It's any like a
kind
written
of
contract, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So look forward to those quote tweets. Now, before we get into it, we need to mention P1 Live Show. It is coming in less than 2 months' time. We'd love to see you there. We're going to Bath, Cambridge and London. There are tickets available for all three currently. And it's a show where myself and Tommy don't just do a podcast. It's interactive. It's fun. There's prizes. There's lots of stuff that we're planning for this one in particular that will upgrade from the previous ones. So don't worry. If you've been to one before, trust me, you're going to have a great time again. We'll reflect a little bit on the season as well, because, of course, we would have had a few races. But if you want to come to the P1 Live Show, there is a link in the description and all over our social media. We'd love to see you there. Right, let's get into the liveries and start at the back of the grid, because I feel like it's only fair. Haas, in fact, were the first team to unveil their car, I guess technically
their McLaren, 2024 car, yeah.
Yeah, McLaren dropped a little picture to kind of ruin the chronology a little bit. But we'll start with Haas, and I'm going to lock in a 6 out of 10 for Haas. Now, the slander we gave them was, you know, I mean, I feel like we were expecting slightly more. This was the beginning of the car launches, and we were like, oh, a video. This is not a good start. But then again, what do we really expect from Haas? One of the lower teams struggling for money. Are they going to pop loads of money into a car launch and also to redesign a car completely? Probably not. When you look at the car itself, design-wise, it's probably up there at a 7 or 8 in terms of sleekness. But it's also quite boring. And hence, that's why I've kind of reined it back to a 6 out of 10. It's a clean, as I said, car previously, but it's not grabbing any headlines.
I've gone for a 5 out of 10 for the Haas livery. Wow. Straight down the middle. Similar reasons to you, really, in that I think that it's almost like a 8 out of 10 in terms of like composition, if you want to call it that, in terms of like how it's applied. Yeah. But boy, do they have quite the boring colour scheme. And it doesn't help the fact that there's now an increased carbon and black. We're kind of getting a little bit like there's quite a lot. And when you have an all black car, we've seen other teams, you know, have a big pop of colour and it can look quite cool. But Haas, just to have like white and red, it's not the most interesting of colour palettes. So from that side, it's just a bit meh. Like, they've done a good job at designing something, like, livery-wise, it looks quite smart, but I just wish, and, like, this is their colours, so they are going to be red and white, but I just so wish they had, like, I don't know, like, a title spot. Like, why can't BWT sponsor them or something? So this could be, like, black and pink or like have more pink on it where the red is or something. Like, that would look quite cool, but alas, they don't, so it's a 5 out of 10.
Black and pink, well, you know, Alpine are going to be saying, oh, look out for our pink car. But we'll get on to them. Okay, let's move to Williams now then. It feels like ages ago that Williams launched their car. Tommy, what did you go for?
I've gone for a 6 out of 10 for the Williams. changed my mind quite a bit on it, actually.
Yeah, you have. Holy! Yeah.
I know. We saw the Williams quite early on. Now I've seen it, and I actually saw a picture of it compared to last year, and I like it a lot less than last year's. They used a lot more of the lighter blue last year. And I think, for me, like when I see it now, I actually think that the navy is not really particularly interesting to me, like the dark navy, and they don't have like a bright color to go with it. So I just think it's like certainly like nice enough, but I think it's just a little bit underwhelming, and it's getting worse to how it did like a couple of years ago, which I actually really, really liked how it looked a couple of years ago.
Wow. I hope all the Williams fans will have Tommy for having a change of opinion.
Hey, look, it's not that monstrosity from 2021, so consider yourself lucky.
That would have been a zero. I am going to lock in a 9 out of 10 for Williams because I really like the livery. I think that it's different. It's not a block colour and then Haas written on it, that they've got different shades of blue. The Duracell thing, I think, still works incredibly well at the top of the car. And I like it. I think it looks really, really slick. I like the different shades of blue. I'm no crazy livery designer, but for me personally, I think it's one of the better looking cars on the grid. So well done, Williams. Don't listen to Tommy. Steak is up next. And I've had a little bit of a change of heart of this car. The more and more I look at it, the more and more I see other cars, the more I believe and agree with a lot of people online that it's essentially some kind of F1 game default
my
livery
team livery
that you get at the start. So I'm going to lock in 6 out of 10 for Steak, actually. I like the vibrant colour. I think I was blinded by the colour at the start, and I'm like, ooh, especially at the start when the cover came off and you saw the front nose, you're like, oh my God, the whole thing's green. That's going to be unbelievable. Then you pull back, and look, I slandered Alpine for a nose that was carbon. Steak's done exactly the same thing, and yet they've not even heard a peep. So for me, and then down, and then on the side, like the kind of bad sort of lightning bolt type looking thing, like just, yeah, I don't think it looks particularly, I don't know, like Haas have done a clean design. I don't think this design from Steak is actually that clean. I just think the colour really caught a lot of our attention. So I've gone a little bit back on what I originally thought of this car. And yeah, I'm going to go with a 6.
I've gone for a 8 out of 10 for Steak. It's a low 8.
No, don't start that.
I know, I wish we could do it. When I was doing these grades, I was like, I really wish it was out of 20 because it's difficult. But I think this is kind of opposite to Haas in terms of the fact that they have an amazing colour palette to work with. And the execution isn't great, but I'm glad they've used as much green on it as they have. And it really pops against the black. The thing that's like downgrading it for me is that bit, like you say, the weird lightning bolt. It doesn't really match the car at all. And while I like when they don't all do the same thing and try and do like the flowy line thing and try and do something a little bit different, it's not the greatest execution. But at the moment, I'm just happy that there's going to be a nice, bright, bold looking car on the grid, even if there is still quite a bit of carbon on it. But the green certainly stands out.
Interesting stuff. 8 out of 10, but a low 8, everybody. Don't forget that. Okay, we now go on to the most interesting team, Alpine. Tommy, what have you mustered up here with your number?
I've gone for a 3 out of 10 for the blue Alpine. This car is annoying. I don't think it's like, it's not 2021 Williams bad. I think what annoys me most
about
it...
Leave Williams alone.
I know,
come on,
sorry.
We all know that was a default livery. You don't have to...
What annoys me is, like, this could have been so good, and I think it's been designed by some famous artists who did the WC livery as well. They did the merchandise, which looks banging. The WC livery looks really good as well. And it really is like a what might have been, because they've tried to do something cool with like these geometric shapes. But the biggest letdown for me, because I can see all you going, well, the steak is pretty much the same livery, but it's got blue.
Yes, Tommy, with the Twitter voice. Yes.
But the problem is, for me, blue does not stand out against black. Like, it doesn't pop. So the whole thing looks a bit dull. And yeah, overall, like, the way they've done even like the pink around the BWT makes it look a bit busy, and yeah, I don't really like it. I wanted to like the fact that they've done something different, because that's always exciting during the season, but just not a fan. And I think actually the more I see it, the more I dislike it, especially like in real life, not the renders. Like when you see it on track, I think it looks even worse and even more dull.
You better stop talking and stop looking at the image, otherwise it might have gone down even further.
Yeah,
I am going to go for a 2 out of 10 for Alpine and the normal blue. It's not blue, is it? It's carbon with
carbon and blue.
With 10 millilitres worth of paint put on the entire car. I think it doesn't help either that Alpine had such a banging livery before, that this is just a downfall for me. Like, it is such a shame, as you say, Tommy, that they have restricted themselves so aggressively right from the get-go. And it was just such a disappointment. As you say, blue does not work when it's being eaten up by the carbon. It just looks like an unfinished car. As much as they've tried to make it work, it just doesn't do anything for me. It literally, like, especially from the top, when you just look down at the nose, I see hardly any blue whatsoever, and that's supposed to be the blue car. Like that's supposed to be the Alpine.
Yeah, because they've done so many different shades of blue, which is what they were going for with the whole loads of different shades and this geometric pattern. But when it's like they've used dark navy and darker blue, which like that doesn't stand out on black at all, does it? So
no, it merges in just like we were saying at the Red Bull launch. Like it merges in. You can get away with carbon, but not when the whole car is carbon. That's my opinion on that one. And then we move to the pink version, the Alpine pink version, which I'm also going to give a 2 out of 10 because it's no different. It's just pink rather than blue. Like, okay, oh no, scrap it, 3, because it actually, you can see a slight bit of colour on it, but it's nothing crazy. So it's the most minor upgrade, I think, this pink one, just purely because, as I say, it sticks out a lot better on against the carbon. But again, it looks like an unfinished car.
I've gone for a 6 out of 10 for the pink one, because I think the pink actually pops on the black quite nicely. And it's amazing because it is the same livery, but blue and black are just no. But pink and black, I think, looks quite cool. It is annoying because I think it could be so much better. And I do hate what it stands for, if you like, in terms of the fact that they have, removed something when the pink Alpine is such a vibrant and cool car and stands out on the grid. And it won't do that as much anymore. But trying to, like, take that aside, I don't actually mind this one as much. He says giving it a 6, so it's not the best.
That's
in
crazy.
The world, but
yeah, 6 out of 10 is the highest grade I've ever seen. I mean, that is basically it's a Picasso piece right there. You know what I'm saying? Like that 6 out of 10, bro. It looks like paint by numbers 1 to 100, and they've done 1 to 3, and then just stopped and gone, yeah, that'll do. Just look at it. There's no paint on it, and you're giving that
there's
a 6.
There's quite a lot of pink. There's decent amount of pink on the side, and also like. Everyone will go, well, you like the Mercedes and that's got no paint on it. Like, everyone will just say the same thing. So I don't mind the pink. I don't mind the pink on the Alpine. Like, that stands out so much more on a black car than the blue. I think that's what annoys me the most, is that when it's an all black car and there's blue on it, like, looking at the blue one, like, the blue doesn't stand out at all. Like, it might as well all be black.
Absolutely. I think for me, I can't go any higher than the 3 because the pink car was really, really cool. And this, again, just looks like a virus has taken over the car and that it needs painting. So I can't see past it.
People are loving it. So, I'm sure they are. Finally, we're disagreeing on something. I'm sure people are there like, yeah, come on.
Let's really fight it out. Come on. Right, anyway. Next up, V-Carb. Oh, yeah. Tommy, what's your thoughts?
Is it me?
It is you, darling.
I have gone. Oh, this one is so difficult. I've gone for an 8 out of 10. Because I can't unsee the white kind of and red lines over it. And the Toro Rosso is one of, if not my favorite liveries of all time. And to me, all I can see is like a beautiful piece of artwork that a child has just done a diagonal line across in a big aggressive color, and the way that it's got the way it goes on the nose is like a really square kind of block, gives me sort of like MS Paint vibes. So it's
MS
really
Paint,
annoying.
Still giving them an yeah. 8. That's crazy.
But because the rest of it is so beautiful, and I will give them, after just slandering them, I will give them credit, the fact that like they've done a very good job to say essentially their title sponsors appear to be Hugo, Visa, Red Bull, Cash App, and I think that's it. But like, oh, sorry, and Orlen as well. And Orlen as well. Yeah. So they're essentially like, we know how hard I imagine it is for livery designers when they've got marketing teams going, you need to do this for us and this for us and this for us. I bet that car was very hard to work on when they've essentially got 5 big paying sponsors to get right. So it could have been absolutely atrocious, and I still think it looks pretty nice. I'm just still not the biggest fan of the white diagonal line across the front and the back.
That's a good job nobody asked, because I've gone for a 9 out of 10, because I do really like it. I love the metallic element of the car as well, which is something that we don't tend to see all that often anymore. I think the side on angle, they've clearly, you know, trying to cook here, because they put the car on hard tires, so white walled, and then have a red rim to try and make the Hugo part less stand out less against, I guess, what you're saying. Or how it conflicts, but for me, my eyes like what it sees, and I think it deserves a solid 9 out of 10 for how, as you say, it could have been a disaster, but it isn't, and I think it is a beautiful looking car.
It's a high 8
for
me.
Well done. You need to stop that. That's crazy. If I gave you half points, right, you would then be like, yeah, but it's more of an 8.25. You know, it's more of an 8. It's a
I
kind of a middle
well.
High eight. Yeah, you would. You would. Absolutely. It'd never be enough. So, yeah, well done, VCarb. Congratulations.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We now get to Aston Martin. I'm going to lock in an 8 out of 10 for Aston Martin. I think it's a beautiful looking car. It's not really changed that much over the last few years. I'm not going to give it a 10 or anything like that, mainly because, you know, it's a car that I wouldn't have changed. I think obviously the carbon is eating up the car ever so slightly. So we have to downgrade it a little bit. It's still a very good looking car. They know what they're doing as well with that side profile shot with them on the medium tyre with that yellow stripe. You know, they're thinking of all those colour matching, beautiful stuff. But it's a good looking car. Shame about the carbon coming up a little bit and ruining that beautiful green that Aston Martin are so famously known for. But it is still a good looking car.
Yeah, I've gone for an 8 out of 10. It is the thing that I think this one, maybe a couple of years ago, I think I even gave it a 10 out of 10. And I loved that they kind of started adding the electric green, because of course they had the BWT pink, which didn't really work with the green. And sadly, and maybe unsurprisingly, it's getting less and less of that every year as, like you say, carbon is eating up, because they used to have a lot more of it on the car, and it's going a bit more simple. And the Aramco sort of rear wing, the way that they've got that in full colour, is a little bit jarring, but it's still a really smart looking car. And yeah, Aston, they're not really going to, you do wonder if they're ever going to really change a lot with it, because it is just that brand identity in the British Racing Green and looks very cool.
Yep, exactly that. Ferrari are next. Tommy, give us your number.
I have gone, just want to watch Matt squirm for a bit. No, I've gone for a 9 out of 10 for the Ferrari. Yes, I... So the thing that stood out to me was those new lines on the car, which yeah. I'm still not, like, in love with.
Has it grown on you a little bit, though?
I don't even know if it's grown on me, because I was trying to put my non-biased hat on and think of all the Twitter comments and stuff. And I was thinking, last year, I think I gave the Ferrari a 9 out of 10. And I was like, do I hate the white and yellow line more than the black cutouts that they had last year that I think ruined the livery a little bit? And I would say no. And I like that there's a lot more red on it now, and that they've done the carbon a lot better. So yeah, I think it's a nice Ferrari. It's not perfect for me, actually. Like, and you can all shout at me saying you want to remove colour to make it better. But without the white and yellow, might even be a 10. But I just don't like that line. It just looks like like someone's drawn it on afterwards, like, and it just doesn't suit it. It looks too busy for me.
Interesting, because, you know, as a Charles Leclerc fan, I don't care what you say, but I am also going to go for a 9 out of 10. I think that if that carbon bit at the back that's just solid black was red, that's a 10. It's a 10 for me. It would work beautifully. I'm not a fan, obviously, of that. It's very clear that we've not been a fan of a lot of carbon, and especially eating up that beloved Ferrari beautiful red. That's the thing that gets to me. As you say, it's much cleaner than it was last time with that box of black, which I don't really understand why they ever did that. This one at least merges into the car better than that, but it isn't perfect, but it's still, I mean, literally Ferrari for me is, you know, it's a default 8. You know, just plonk that red on the car, you're working with an 8 out of 10. It's then what you do with it after that.
You say that, I think that, yeah, like, at least you go back a few years and somehow they did manage to mess it up when they started putting, like, silly green Mission Winnow things on it and stuff.
That
was not a good time. But they've definitely done a good job of making Ferraris beautiful again.
They certainly have. Let's hope they're as quick. And honestly, look, would I take wins and it being all carbon? I saw that image that everyone was circulating around with the all carbon Ferrari with red accents, yeah. And everyone was hyping it up. And I was like, you'd enjoy
it's
it for one race.
Ferrari,
and
though,
then, and then everyone would be saying, it's not Ferrari, go back 100%. Okay, let's move to Mercedes. They've gone for a different look. They've merged the carbon or black. We don't know exactly how much of it is carbon and what they're actually painting. I'm sure it will be carbon come the time they roll it out. And then that merging of silver and then the red. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10 because I really like this livery. I think if I was to pick, it's probably my favourite, actually. It's not a 10 out of 10. I don't look at it and go, that is perfection, but it is very close. Yeah, I really like it. The Ineos, I think, as I said in the Mercedes car launch video, has grown on me, that red on the top. And yeah, I think it's a beautiful looking car. People love to say, you know, every time I hype the Mercedes
car,
how
dare you like
launched,
a black car when you
like,
don't like another black car?
Well, you said that the carbon was really bad, and yeah, you know, why do you like it on the Mercedes? You're such a fanboy. Oh, the British bias is showing through. I'm like, no. When Mercedes launched that black car in 2020, it looked absolutely filth. Like, it was unreal.
And they've made
beautiful-looking car. Yeah, and it's part of their brand now. So it's not like Alpine that have wore a blue and a pink car and gone, oh, we're now carbon with a tiny bit of blue and pink.
Well, it's like Mercedes saying Aston Martin. It's like saying Aston Martin, if they did a really bad livery in red and you went, I don't like it, and then you're like, but you like the Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what is that? It doesn't compute.
It does not.
Yeah. I've gone for a 9 out of 10 as well for the Mercedes. I think they've done a really, really good job with it. It is very difficult to try and merge two liveries together. Like I said in our podcast, I thought 2021 looked pretty abysmal, to be honest. I really didn't like it, the way it was, like, they'd done it the other way where the silver was at the back and the black was at the front. And I still look at that and think it just looks terrible. But this is really, really nice, the way from the front as well. And this, you know, cover those, oh, you don't like the Alpine, blah, blah, blah. But you look, the important image of a Formula One car really is from the front, because that is what you see on the grid, the start of the race, and they're normally coming towards the camera, and that car looks silver, like, you know, because the whole nose is silver. And they've done a really good job to get quite a lot of colours and Ineos and keep it Petronas and keep it black, but keep it silver. And it looks really, really good. Yeah, like, I think they've done a really, really good job with this, actually. So well done, Merck.
We approve. Let's go to McLaren then, who had two car launches, because apparently one is not enough for McLaren. And Tommy, what have you gone for?
I have gone for a 10 out of 10 for McLaren. I was looking at this car when I was going through all the things, and I think it is absolutely perfect. I think it's the best livery on the grid. It is so well done. And again, I can hear like, oh, but all they've done is remove the blue. But it is insane to me how much of a difference that makes, because I didn't used to really like the chrome wheels either. Like, I thought it looked a bit busy when they had light blue, because essentially you had orange, light blue, white, and then you had all the chrome colours in as well, and it looked really messy. Whereas I even like the chrome wheels now on it, because it's just kind of made it quite simple. I don't think liveries need to be super complicated. And to cover off all the comments about, oh, well, it's quite a lot of carbon.
We're covering a lot of comments in this show, aren't we?
Yeah, it actually isn't, because if you look at it from the front, it is essentially all orange, because the front wing's orange, the nose is orange, the rear wing's orange. So it looks incredible from the front angle. And then the side, I think there's literally nothing I would change on it. I think, like, they've got the composition right, the angles to, like, suit the car and make it look really nice. And black and orange is a colour combo I love anyway. So, yeah, well done, McLaren. I absolutely love it.
You sure you still like that colour? Anyway, I'm going to go for an 8 out of 10. I cannot believe you've dropped a 10 out of 10 stone cold banger for McLaren. I mean, look, you know, opinions that everyone has them. And, yeah, interesting. I think it's more just standing against the whole carbon takeover from cars. I think that I would much prefer a more of that papaya to go around the car a little bit more. You know, you say that it's all orange on the front and whatnot, I'm sure, in the important places, but you look at it on the side, we're lacking a lot of colour. It's quite a lot of.
I'd say it's black. Probably like a third of it is black.
I think we need to go back to school here, my friend. I think it might be more. I think it might be more 50, maybe 45% black. Either or, I am allowed to give my opinion. God,
oh, yeah,
damn it! And look, 8 out of 10 is not a bad grade. It's not I've dropped a 4. Maybe it'll grow on me over the season when I see it out on track and in the important camera angles. Let's see. But who really cares what our livery ratings are anyway? when the cars go out on track, it don't matter what they look like. But,
exactly.
But yeah,
McLaren
interesting
fans
stuff.
Want is wins.
Exactly. And McLaren, 8 out of 10. There you go. Finally, Red Bull. I am going to lock in an 8 out of 10 for Red Bull. I think that it's a Red Bull. It's hard to get excited about a Red Bull at this stage of their Red Bull career and dynasty and livery, I would say, development, but there really isn't any. We spoke about this, how they get away a little bit with the carbon fusing in with the dark navy. It is a great-looking car. It's a Red Bull. I don't think I can give it any higher than an 8 just purely from an excitement perspective here. And also I can't get over that. I mean, we're just talking about the liveries here, but I can't get over the shoulders. Shoulder.
I know.
The shoulder as an overall car just doesn't look particularly attractive to me. It looks aggressive, but it doesn't. I don't think it looks
particularly
very
in the
nice.
Renders. So I think it looks awful in the renders.
Yeah, so I'm including that in my opinion of an 8 out of 10 and how much it excites me.
Yeah, I've gone for an 8 out of 10 as well for Red Bull. I think the livery for me, as someone that loves this livery and think it's iconic, I think it has got worse and worse as they've kind of, and of course they're always going to accept money, so like, who cares? But like, as essentially like Oracle's taken over the side, the buy bit on the rear wing, for me, like the perfect Red Bull was when you still had it on the side pod and it looked really good there. But it still looks really iconic, and obviously navy I mentioned about, like, I didn't really like that on the Williams, but the good thing about Red Bull is they have such a bright color in the yellow, and particularly as now we no longer have Renault, unfortunately, that's a color that we don't see on the grid, so it does stand out, and you know that car is there, like you see it, and it does actually like stand out a lot for what is essentially like an 80% carbon and very, very dark navy car. So yeah, it is just, what more to say, really? It is Red Bull. But the one thing is actually with the shoulders and how maybe hideous it looks, you can tell that the actual Red Bull text logo, they didn't really know where to put it because that is right where it was last year. And it kind of looks almost weirdly out of place in a way because the shoulder is just massive. And they wouldn't want to, like, I guess they wouldn't want to put it on the shoulder because then it distorts the logo and would look really weird. So, yeah, I mean, it's still a very, very nice looking livery, even if Max was kind of being very sarcastic and roasting it during his own car launch, which was quite funny.
What did he say for context?
So Sergio Perez was doing like an Instagram video for Red Bull Social, and he was like, Max, what do you think? And he's like, absolutely wonderful, like, so I can't remember what he said, something like, such a unique livery, like, they've changed so much on it, I absolutely love it, so incredible. And was like really sarcastic about it.
God, he just gets away with it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Max Verstappen, and I guess he's delivering championships, so you don't care. But yeah, okay. And obviously, you know, the small sort of disclaimer after Tommy's opinion there is, please invite us back to another car launch, Red Bull. Thank you so much. But yes, 8 out of 10s weren't too bad for that. Right, and that is it. We have finished our livery ratings for the 2024 grid. Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
As much as I'm a livery nerd, I can't wait to start talking about cars on track now.
And as much as I am not a livery nerd and I just go, ha, car, that looks nice, I am also looking forward to cars rolling out. Also, P1 live show tickets are still available. So please go to the link in the description if you want to find out more. If you want to come to either Cambridge, Bath or London, we'd love to see you there. And that is about it. We'll see you very soon. Cars on track next week. Come on! Yeah. Bye!
Bye.
I don't know why I'm still doing this voice. Bye!
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're @P1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.